Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 28th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Hundreds of school children and local people stage a peaceful march in Harare, protesting against the government's decision to introduce grade 7 examination fees and increase ordinary level examination fees.
The introduction of grade 7 examination fees is, for us as the people of Zimbabwe, a sign that the government of Zimbabwe does not want really to lessen the burden.
Zimbabwe says it does not have money to raise salaries of workers due to lack of funds.
As far as we are concerned, we are very suspicious of this move, because we are very disturbed to say when these things are supposed to be put on table for thorough discussion and thorough interrogation by the worker side, that did not happen.
And the Zimbabwean banker and former deputy president of the African Development Bank, Thomas Sikala, has been eliminated from the presidential race of the AFDB. Hundreds of school children and their parents today staged a peaceful march in Zimbabwe's capital city, Harare, protesting against the government's decision to introduce grade 7 examination fees. They were also not happy about the country's move to increase ordinary level examination fees from $13 to $15 per subject starting this year. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has more details.
Those are some of the hundreds of school children and parents from all over the city who marched from the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association or ZimRights offices demanding that the government should drop its plans to introduce grade 7 examination fees. The placard-waving parents and children chanted revolutionary songs and denounced Primary and Secondary Education Minister Lazarus Lokora before handing a petition to his officials at the Harare Provincial Education Offices. Protest organizers said they were barred from marching to Lokora's offices as it is closer to the defense headquarters and President Robert Mugabe's offices. ZimRights Director Okema Chisa said they decided to stage this protest after realizing that most Zimbabweans are currently struggling to make ends meet and cannot afford to fork out any more money to pay for new and hiked examination fees and related costs.
The introduction of grade 7 examination fees is, for us as the people of Zimbabwe, a sign that the government of Zimbabwe does not want really to lessen the burden. They are piling burdens on daily basis. And therefore, we are saying we request and we demand that the government realize that they need to withdraw the introduction of grade 7 examination fees.
A parent participating in the demonstration, Admire Munava, said it's unreasonable for Dokora to introduce grade 7 examination fees or increasing ordinary level fees when parents are facing serious economic hardships.
I think what ZimRights is doing is a noble idea. They are doing what they are supposed to be doing, defending people's rights, including the children's rights. If you look at what they put in the constitution, the policymakers themselves, they even said free education for all. And now they are going against their own constitution.
He said Dokora's plans violate the constitution, which compels government to take appropriate measures to promote free and compulsory education for children. Another protester, Michael Mabge, concurred, saying President Mugabe should fire Dokora for allegedly failing the nation.
And we're appealing to all Zimbabwean citizens to resist this move with the contempt it deserves. We are calling upon all Zimbabweans to rally together to fight this diabolic, unjust and uncalled for stance to introduce grade 7 examination fees.
The minister has been criticized by most Zimbabweans for his plans, which many say will result in thousands of pupils failing to write grade 7 examinations if his scheme is implemented. If Dokora gets his way, grade 7 pupils will pay $3 per subject in their final examination. This will be the first time since independence that grade 7 pupils will pay for final examinations. Their grade 7 certificate is used for securing a place in secondary schools. Dokora refused to comment today, referring all questions to the ministry spokesperson, only identified as a Mr. Zuma, whose mobile phone was switched off. Parliament of Zimbabwe and the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission were also petitioned by ZimRights, parents and the children. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.